do you have a fear of
technology?
Yeah. Otherwise known as...
Actually, no.
Technophobia?
No, I don't.
Well, today is October 12th, and this is one final tech horror movie with Minky and Tracy.
Tech horror movie.
I thought this would be a good subgenre to talk about, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's technically, I think all of these movies, whatever ones we pick, it falls under sci-fi horror, right?
Yeah.
Probably, maybe.
Sure.
And
I think it's all happened. It depends on our definition of it, right?
Maybe, yeah. I guess I like this subgenre because I was like, oh, we talk about killers and we talk about murders, but when technology is at the heart of it, it's kind of a different story. So,
So
who went first last time?
I did.
Okay, so it's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, so I chose, yes, it's from the 80s, but I love this fucking movie, and probably because of one scene. And
so it's old tech horror.
Well, well, if you think about the time when it came out,
it makes sense.
So 1988 is a movie called Pulse, not to be confused with the one that came out with Kristen Bell.
Okay, so we almost picked the same movie.
Really?
Almost.
Did you see this one?
No, because I was going to talk about the 2006 version of Pulse.
Oh, really?
It's
a totally different story.
Yeah, the Pulse with Kristen Bell is based on the Japanese movie, I think it's called The Phone or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is by no means like a remake or any way connected to the one that I just picked.
Right.
So you could have picked that one. Or you, whatever. Not that you can't pick.
I don't know, Wes Craven wrote the Kristen Bell version.
Oh, really? Ugh, I hated that one.
Sorry, anyway, we digress.
Okay, so we digress. So what is your
mine
movie?
Is, what do you call it? An anthology. VHS.
I knew you were going to pick that one, actually. I did. And I was like, I'm going to let him pick that one. Actually.
Why? Because you were going to pick it as well.
Hold on.
What?
No, I thought you were going to pick that for something else. But okay.
Well, what do you mean, hold on? Oh, for like found footage?
Mm-hmm.
I have something else for found footage.
Okay, cool.
So VHS is my technology. It's an old technology like yours. But, but it's mine. So, yeah.
Okay. Because really quick. I'm just trying to remember. I'm like, did all the stories have like a technology theme in them? I'm trying to remember now.
No, it was all the stories were like in separate tapes.
I see. Okay, yeah. So we admittedly, we didn't really say what each of these themes or subgenres should be. So that's totally cool. I think we both interpreted it a little different, which is, right. You got
it.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the fun of it.
Yeah, it's the fun of it. Should I talk about mine then first?
Yeah, because you went.
Okay, all right. So I definitely took it where technology was the evil force, right? And this movie, Pulse, starring a very young Joey Lawrence, if you guys are of the age that remembers him. What was his name in Blossom?
Uncle Joey?
Was it just Joey? Well, he wasn't an uncle.
I don't know.
It's just Joey.
That's a Full House.
Uncle Jesse.
Oh, there is an
Uncle Joey in there, too.
I don't know.
No,
anything.
You're right. There's a Joey in there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Joey Lawrence, he's really young in this movie. And, you know, it's like when I said earlier technophobia, I feel like 1988, what year did computers really start taking off and all of that? It was all around
70s.
This time. Yeah, but things started to really pick up around... the mid 80s and stuff. No, think about like when we were kids. I mean, we had like Prodigy and that was it. We didn't have like a computer in every classroom or anything, but things started to transition pretty quickly around this time. And I think, you know, the economy was doing pretty well, if I remember correctly. And so I feel like, wasn't it?
Sure.
What I'm trying to say is I have a feeling that this movie was made kind of born out of a time where things were progressing quite quickly. And basically the premise is that there's an evil kind of aggressive force that's living within the electrical grid. And it's like going through the power lines, like home to home, killing the families that live in these suburban homes, which I just think is really fucking hilarious. So,
it's funny now that we're just talking about it out loud. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes sense. Like, there is, anytime there's like new technology, there's always, especially a technology that's like, you know, like big enough that it's going into every home.
Mm-hmm.
People have fears.
Yeah.
Natural fears about these unknown, technologies.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, you think of, I don't know if anybody else listening has the same thing go on with your parents, but like whatever generation you're at, it's like your parents are scared to use whatever new technology is coming out, or they don't know how, right? And so
I just pray that I don't
become that. Like that, yeah. I know it's so, but we never think that we will, right? So anyway, basically this pulse, if you will, finds every way to kind of attack and terrorize the people kind of living within these homes. And there is a scene that is totally burned into my brain right now. And it's when, so Joey Lawrence comes to visit his dad because his parents are divorced. And while in this new house of his, the stepmother, she gets in a shower with one of the, it's not where you have a shower curtain. It's the one where you have like a door that shuts. And I guess, I don't know how it gets locked. I don't know, but I've always been terrified of stand-up showers with closed doors now because of this fucking film, because it turns the heat knob up so high that she gets completely blistered all over her body and she's screaming and the steam is getting like better, worse and worse. And I'm like, oh my God, like, watching that, I was so scared to get in showers like that. I'm not kidding you. Like until to today, I feel this.
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about like the fact that like, oh, there's a you know, a hot water heater that gets, you know, in a house in a shower that you can crank it all the way up to burn people's flesh off their bones. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's safe. Yeah. That's not against the regulations or anything.
Yeah, totally. Actually, it can get fucking scalding if you mess with it too much. But in any case, I don't know. It's a pretty decent flick. And I think it's funny because I want to say, and again, it's like Joey Lawrence, I want to say, who kind of bops around the neighborhood and meets people who this little kid's the one that puts together kind of what's happening. But yeah, I don't know. The tagline to this movie I love, it says, it traps you in your house then pulls the plug. It's so cheesy, I love it.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it's a kind of a I don't know, reminds me of my childhood, I guess, again too, but I do love it. I would like to rewatch it again. It's been a long time.
So your turn is VHS, mm-hmm, or V/H/S.
And you went technology.
I don't know why they did it, typed it out like that. But anyways,
I don't know either.
It's an anthology, and it's got I think one of the small films in the movie became a larger film, a full-length film.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of our favorites, I think, in the series as well. Remember? I like you.
I like you.
Yeah, I like you. So creepy. And it's just it's an anthology. I think the premise is they're like break into this house.
I think they break into the house because somebody knows that there's something to get inside of this house, and they find a television set and TVs playing.
And there's always cassette tapes, and every time I think when someone watches VHS cassette tapes.
Oh, is that what you call?
Yeah,
cassette tapes. To me are the music cassettes, but
they're VHS cassette tapes.
Okay,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
You stick them in and they watch it, and it plays a short, and every time I think one plays,
somebody goes missing.
Someone goes missing.
Or dies. Or whatever.
Yeah. Dies. So yeah, and it was just fun, dopey things to watch as a horror thing.
We watched it together back when we did a horror movie night.
At work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So question, one of the three stories.
Yeah.
Isn't it the thing that's in the woods that's like attacking the like young 20 somethings maybe, and it's like this digital looking, do you know what I'm talking about? It's like they go out and I don't know if they're gonna go camping or whatever they're gonna do, but there's some like, they're like, did you see that? And it's like all these like digital kind of
There's one called The Tuesday the 17th, which is like a playoff of Friday the 13th. Yeah.
There's also a movie called Saturday the 14th, which was really bad, I think.
God.
It's so big. Do you not remember what I'm talking about? It's like one of those.
Sort of.
One of the series.
I remember the webcam one, when he's talking to that girl or his girlfriend on the webcam. Remember that? Like they're Skyping each other. And there was that one where they go into that haunted house, or like that creepy house, and mm-hmm. all the hands come out of the wall and they're running through the thing.
Yeah.
The house. And that was fun. Like, there's grabbing at them and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now I don't know. Well, it sounds like you don't remember the one that I'm talking about, but it's basically like, if there is one that is totally like technology-ish, I'm like forcing it now, but there's some like thing that's in the woods and it's attacking people. And when you look, all you see is kind of an outline of a figure, but it's all like a digitized kind of thing.
Oh, it's Tuesday the 17th.
Oh, okay.
Because they're saying some, this thing, the creature is credited as the glitch.
There you go.
Yeah, I think.
So that's technology horror.
Sure.
I'm trying to make yours even more technology horror.
Okay, VHS.
So go pop Barbara's. In an old VHS and enjoy the Halloween season, y'all.
Pulse.
This is Tracy.
This is Minky.
All right, bye.